Good morning. On April 22nd, 2015, the department received an application from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Maine Department of Transportation for Water Quality Certification and a Natural Resources Protection Act permit for the dredging of an existing federal navigational channel in Searsport Harbor in Penobscot Bay. And I have provided you with a memo in greater detail on all of this, and I will be summarizing and paraphrasing the memo that I just provided you for the record. The department received requests for both an adjudicatory public hearing as well as requests for board jurisdiction. Upon review of the requests, I made a determination on June 24th, 2015, that the proposed project is not of statewide significance and should not be referred to the board. And secondly, that the department will hold an adjudicatory public hearing because there is sufficient credible conflicting technical information, and it is likely that a hearing would assist the department in understanding the evidence. And again, by this memorandum that I have just provided to you, I am informing the board of my determination to not refer the application to the board. I would at an onset say that as the board discusses the issues this morning, it is critical that any discussion involve whether or not the criteria have been met as outlined by Ms. Bertacci, but not the substance or the merits of the application. Because I am not referring the application to the board, because it does not meet the criteria for board jurisdiction, the department will be holding an adjudicatory public hearing pursuant to the Maine Administrative Procedure Act, and I have already notified those interested persons. I have designated a hearing officer, Ms. Suzanne Miller, who is here today. Public notice will be forthcoming in the Bangor Daily News and other media outlets. And according to the prescriptive rules and procedures of the Maine Administrative Procedure Act, MDEP's Chapter 3 is how we will be notifying and proceeding. This meeting has not been noticed according to the Maine Administrative Procedure Act requirements outlined in Title 5, Section 905(1), capital A, for adjudicatory hearing proceedings, and was instead noticed pursuant to the requirements for a public meeting. Therefore, it is important that the merits of the application not be discussed today, so that any and all future parties to this proceeding have a fair and equal opportunity to participate. In my determination for board jurisdiction, the commissioner then goes through and reviews each of those four statutory criteria to determine whether or not the board may assume jurisdiction over an application if, in its judgment, the application represents a project of statewide significance. And as I said, you must meet three of those four criteria outlined in the law in order to meet the definition of statewide significance. In this case, none of the criteria are met regarding this proposed project, and it is determined not to be of statewide significance. Let me walk through each of those criteria in order. The first question is, will the proposed project have an environmental or economic impact in more than one municipality, territory, or county? We answered no. The proposed project, both the proposed dredging location and the proposed disposal location, are located in Penobscot Bay, approximately 6 miles apart. The entirety of the proposed project takes place in submerged lands and not on any upland or intertidal areas of any municipality. As a result, it could reasonably be concluded that there will not be an environmental or economic impact on more than one municipality, territory, or county. The second question is, does the proposed project involve an activity not previously permitted or licensed in the state? This is clearly not the case. There have been many, many dredging projects which have been permitted over the years, so this criteria is not met. The third question is this proposed project likely to come under significant scrutiny? Again, we determined no. The law requires that these criteria are evaluated to assess whether or not a proposed project is of statewide, let me underscore that, statewide significance. Therefore, in evaluating this criterion, it is important to evaluate both the significance of the likely public scrutiny and whether the scope of that scrutiny is localized or statewide. When it comes to assessing statewide significance of public scrutiny, we believe that there is a difference between a proposed project being of interest to the public in a local area and coming under significant public scrutiny. Although this project is of local public interest, the interested public would be limited to a local geographic area and not of statewide magnitude. For example, in the requests that I read, one indicated it was from a resident of Searsport and asked the department to conduct a public hearing. Another indicated it was from a resident of Searsport who was concerned with the application, and the concern is shared by others in the area. In regards to assessing the significance of likely public scrutiny, we've provided you with the actual definition of the term scrutiny, which is the act of carefully examining something, especially in a critical way, the act of scrutinizing something, or for searching, examination in minute inquiry. Outside of the purely localized public interest, it is not likely that there will be statewide careful examinations and minute inquiries into this proposed project. Therefore, we concluded that both the likely geographic scope of the interested public and the likely degree of scrutiny of the public does not rise to the level considered significant. Let me pause there to make sure that you all understand that when we make these reviews and these determinations, we do so by the actual requests that have been provided to the department, and whether or not the information you receive today from others speaking after me changes, I must just underscore that my determination is made as what has been provided to us at the time that I'm required to make that determination. Finally, the fourth criteria is the proposed project located in more than one municipality, territory, or county. Again, we came to the conclusion that because it is actually located in its entirety in submerged lands and not on upland or intertidal areas, it does not meet this criteria. I go on in my memorandum to you to explain to you why we believe that the processing of a request for board jurisdiction has, in essence, two or three different processes. And so I've provided for you in the memorandum the actual law from Title 38, Section 341, capital D, which was revised in 2011 during the times when there were discussions regarding regulatory reform. And you will note that the law says the board shall decide each application for approval of permits and licenses that in its judgment represents a project of statewide significance. And it goes on to then provide that criteria. Because the procedures for the board are for different scenarios under which the board can assume jurisdiction, those are all detailed in Chapter 2 in Section 17B. Which has been provided to you in your packet. And you'll note in Chapter 2 that it actually relates to scenarios B and C in the main law, which I provided to you in our memorandum. And then in that case, there are in sections in Chapter 2, it also then tracks the scenario also related in main law. Since I did not make a determination that the board should assume jurisdiction, and since I did not refer this proposed project to the board, we do not believe that Chapter 2, 17B is actually the proper procedure for the board to follow today. Thus, I am restating again my request that the applicant, governmental agencies, or interested persons not be allowed to comment because this is currently under an adjudicatory proceeding. The second paragraph in Rule Chapter 2 states that if a request for board jurisdiction has been made and the commissioner determines that the criteria for board jurisdiction of the rule are not met, the commissioner shall notify the board of the request and the commissioner's determination. If upon such notification by the commissioner and the board determines the criteria has been met, the board may assume jurisdiction over the application. And we believe that that is actually under Section 17C, the relevant paragraph for you to follow under your chapter. Requests were made for board jurisdiction. I determined that the criteria for board jurisdiction as identified in the law are not met, and by this memorandum, I am notifying the board of my determination. I thank you all for your attention, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you.
Nope.